actually has to do with action too. Because he said faith without work is nothing. So when it is time to for faith, you still believe that, that God exists. And because he exists, he can do it. So because you know that's belief, you believe that he can do it. But when you now get to the realm of faith, you are saying, I will get it. I don't know if I'm communicating. There's a little difference. But to this, but the basic, that belief, if you don't have that belief, you can't have faith. Because that's why it says in Hebrews 11, it says, faith, without faith, you cannot please God. Because the primary thing is that you must believe that he's God. You must believe that he exists. And truly, as we are discussing, if you can believe this month, you will realize that if you can believe God, if you can believe, Pastor taught us that you can believe God, you can believe in the Word, isn't it? You believe in yourself and some other ones. I hope you wrote those things down. But tonight, we are saying if you will believe God for that situation, you will see the glory of God. And, okay, what is now the correlation? What is the glory of God? What is it about the glory of God? Glory means splendor. It means magnificence. It's a state of exaltation or extreme well-being. So when you talk about glory, there's a glory when we are praying now and the glory of God descends, you will feel the presence of the Holy Ghost and all that. That's part of the magnificence of God, the splendor, the awesomeness of Jehovah. So when he's saying that if you can believe, if you will believe, you will see the glory of God, the Bible is telling us that if you will believe, you will see God, the totality of God. So if you have a situation that is harassing you, and you can believe God, you can believe God to take care of that situation, then you will see God in action. You will see the splendor, the horror. You will see the mightiness of God in that situation. Now, let's go back to John 11. You know, our text is John 11, 40, but we now see the story that leads to that in John 11. I'll start to read from verse 20. It's about what happened to Lazarus. From verse 20, he said, now, Martha, please just follow me as we read this scripture. Now, Martha, as soon as she heard, by this time, Lazarus had died. And you know the story. Lazarus was sick. They sent for Jesus Christ. Jesus did not come. So Lazarus died. So after he died, Jesus was still not even in the town. He was still at the outskirts. Then Martha heard about it and went to meet Jesus. So from verse 20 now, he says, now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. You know, there were sisters, two sisters, and a brother, Lazarus. Mary was in the house. That one, you did not even hear anything. Now, Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Does Martha believe in Jesus? Doesn't he believe in Jesus? He said, Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Now, but even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, can you see, she still believes in ability that Jesus has. Whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Now, she had tried. But look at the next verse. But even now, okay, next verse, Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Now see, somebody who believes Jesus Christ, man, look at this point. Jesus now said, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that we rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She couldn't believe this particular situation that she can still be alive. And you will see the reason later. Say, I believe that she will rise the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is now trying to make her see. Because you see, when you know something, you believe in the person. You see the ability. Jesus now is revealing the ability. Who he was to the lady. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ." Now, look at her. That's her belief. She said, "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." She believed. But Jesus Christ said, "I'm the resurrection and the life. If you believe in me, even if you die, you will rise." Said, "Do you believe this one?" He said, "This is my own belief. This is what I know. I know that you are the one that is coming. I know you are the Son of God who is to come into the world." And when she has said these things, now see, because, you know, Martha is funny. When she has said these things, she went away. She didn't engage Jesus further. That's her belief, and she stopped at that level. He said, Jesus Christ said, "I'm the resurrection and I'm the life. If you believe me, you will rise. Even if you die, you can rise." He said, "Yes, I have understanding. My own belief is that you are the one that is Jesus Christ. You are the one that is coming to save the world. You are coming truly." And then she left. She didn't engage Jesus further. She now went to her sister. She went back home to meet Mary. He said, "Mary, Jesus Christ is around though. Did Jesus even say, where is Mary?" But when she went back to Mary, she said, "Jesus Christ is looking for you. Maybe you are the friend, you are the one that you only sit with him." So she went away and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly. That is now Mary. This is another person. Arose quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She's going to the tomb to weep there." Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. See, Jesus was not even in a hurry. He was still there. So then the Jews who were with her in the house, they were with Mary in the house, and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She's going to the tomb to weep there." Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, the same thing." They know, they believe in Jesus Christ. They knew that if he were to be around, they've heard that he healed the sick, that their brother would not die. He said, she fell at her feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." She said the same thing. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, Jesus did not even engage her in this discussion. She was weeping. Jesus and the Jews who come with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Come and see where we laid him. Please, jump to verse 38. Then Jesus again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone. See Martha again." Martha came forth, not even Mary. "If you will believe, you will see the glory of God." So Martha stepped in again, not Mary. Jesus Christ said, "Remove the stone." Martha said, and you will now see why. She has seen Jesus. She believed the capacity to heal the sick. She saw the capacity of what Jesus Christ had been doing. She has seen what Jesus was doing. So she believed it to that level. But this one, this is the reason now. She said, Martha, the sister of him who was there, said to Jesus, "Lord, by this time, there's a stench. He's smelling. By this time, for he has been dead 4 days." So as far as she was concerned, even a natural person, it's not 30 minutes ago, not an hour, not a day, 4 days. Stench, smelling. And before somebody starts to smell in that manner, the body is already decaying. He says, Master, I believe. You see, I know you. I know you are the one that is coming. I know you have the capacity to save. Even when in heaven, I know you. And so many of us, Christians, we believe that Jesus Christ, that's why we give our lives to Christ. You believe that when you get to heaven, things will be fine. You will make heaven. And that's why you see a lot of people, they will say, "Well, just give me heaven. This earth is not my home." Because they've given up. They cannot see God in action here on earth. But they believe that at least if I live well, I can make heaven. So that was the situation with Martha. Now, you see some people, they believe that, God can If we pray now and say, God will give somebody, God will send helper to you, who will give you 50,000 naira, who will give you 100,000, you say, amen, and you start to believe. If I get here now and I say, thus say the Lord, by tomorrow, somebody will wire 250 million into your account, you say, amen, who do I know? Who can do that? So you see, you believe. If I say God will give you 50,000, you say, ah, maybe it's Pastor Bayo that is ministry. I believe he's a man of God, he can. But when he's now saying, tomorrow, this time tomorrow, 250 million or 500 million, ah, Bayo, are you sure you will receive? I've not seen that capacity. Do you understand? So the same way Martha saw Jesus, she saw Jesus in a level. So that takes me to this point. The level of belief will determine the level of glory. What Martha could see, she could get. But for this one, she said, by now, it's stench. There's a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her in verse 40, did I not say to you that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God? That is our topic, our text today. He's now told her, oh my God, you don't understand anything. Because, yes, I know you believe me to an extent. You believe in my ability and my capacity. But you are thinking that because this man had been dead 4 days and stinking, you think it's not possible. If you can believe, a dead and rotten situation can be made alive. So, and I don't know that situation you are going through that is dead and rotten. If you can believe, there can be a revival. If you can believe, something can happen. And it will happen in your situation in Jesus' name. You know, when you hear testimony of people getting married at the age of 65, and then you'll be wondering, how can a 65, what are you getting married for? But is he married? Married as a virgin. What can God not do? When you see people, you know, having children after menopause, then you begin to wonder, what can this God not do? You see, a person that has passed the menopause stage, the menopausa, you know, they give up. They've given up. And then you just see God arise. When God arises for people like that, what do you think happens? They will shine. Because everybody will now see the light. Everybody wants to see the God that you are serving, because the light is now upon you. The glory of the Lord has descended upon such individual. And it will happen to someone here in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus groaned. He said, take away the stone. Now, he said, if you will believe, you see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe. That they may believe that you sent me. You see, if they don't understand, if it happened, Jesus Christ wanted them to believe. Because he knows that if they don't know, if they cannot believe him, they can't get anything. That was why, you see, when he went to his own hometown, they said, is this not his son of carpenter? They didn't believe in ability. They just saw a carpenter's son. And so, they couldn't attain much. They couldn't achieve much from Jesus. So if you can believe, what do you believe? What do you believe? Are you like those Christians who are like Martha, who believe that resurrection and life, is Jesus Christ is resurrection and life, and that they will make heaven, but that here, miracles are limited? Or are you like some people who believe that there's nothing that is impossible here on earth? As a man think in his heart, so he is. Whatever you believe in your mind and your heart, you will get. That's why he's saying, if you can believe. If you can believe. So, now when he had said this thing, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave cloths. And his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to him, loose him and let him go. Somebody that has been tied will be released today in Jesus' name. But you see, that miracle happened. Or did it not happen? It happened. But Jesus Christ taught him, I mean, taught her and every one of us a lesson. He said, if you can believe, you will see the glory of God. And I mentioned what the glory is. I told you the glory of the Lord. Now, let's, 1 Chronicle, open your Bible to 1 Chronicle 29,
verse 11.
It says, yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. When Jesus Christ said, if you will believe, you will see the glory of God. Now, this chronicle is saying, it's just describing the greatness of Jehovah. It says, O Lord, yours is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the heart is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. So when Jesus Christ said, if you will believe, you'll see it, he's saying that, oh, Martha, you don't know Jesus Christ. You don't know the God you are serving. It's beyond what you are thinking. It's beyond your comprehension. This same God, this same Jesus Christ that we are talking about, you see what happened? In 1 Corinthians, I mean, in 1 Samuel chapter 4 and chapter 5, Dagon, a god, another god, fell when he saw that Dagon saw the glory of God. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. I mean, 1 Samuel chapter 5, sorry, verse 4 and 6. It says, and when they arise early the next morning, there was Dagon, falling on his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. The head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were broken off on the threshold. Only Dagon's torso was left of it. But the hand of the Lord was heavy on the people of Ashdod, and he ravaged them and struck them with tumors, both Ashdod and his territory. When the glory of God comes, the force of hell cannot stand. So when he says, if you will believe, if you can just believe, you see, some people are oppressed, and you know, you feel oppressed, and you think there's no way. If you can believe that God Almighty can roll away the oppressors, if you can believe that God Almighty can take care of the oppressors, you will see the glory of God. If you can believe, yes, you lack so much. If you can believe that God Almighty can provide, you will see the glory of God. That's what he's saying. And that situation, whatever situation, if only you can believe, then you will see the glory of God. And what it means is that you will see God in his majesty. God will appear to that situation in his majesty. And the Bible says, at the mention of his name, every knee must bow. Demon cannot stand the presence of God. So when you believe him for a particular situation, you will see his full majesty. You will see him in action in that situation. And you see, for Martha, they could see him in action if it's for healing, but they couldn't believe as to be risen from the dead until God, Jesus Christ, taught them and taught us. It makes impossible to become possible. Those are what this glory can do. Impossibility becomes possible. Jesus, look at Jesus' birth, for instance. How Jesus Christ was born in Luke chapter 1, verses 34 and 35 says, then Mary said to the angel, how can this be? How will I get pregnant without a man? Since I do not know a man. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. That is what he can do. It is impossible. Naturally, nobody can have a child like that. But the power of God came. That is God in his majesty. That is the glory of God descending upon Mary. Now, you remember also the story of the Syrian army that were aroused by God. They were aroused. When there was famine and, you know, the prophet said there will be things will be cheap tomorrow and all that. Then when the lepers were going there, the Bible said the Syrian army, they come, they were hearing voices. They were hearing a sound like army. as if I mean, and he was the host of heaven. That's what the glory of God can do. 2 Kings chapter 7, 6 to 7, he said, "For the Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, the noise of a great army. So they said to one another, 'Look, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the king of the Egyptians to attack us.' Therefore they arose and fled at twilight." They ran for no just cause. Why? They were hearing. That is what the glory of God can do. It can harass. It can do anything. I remember years ago, I think I've said it here, I was a young officer in the bank, and they put me to supervise the store of the bank. So I took over from a particular, my boss, and that store, nothing balanced. A lot of things were missing. The book, it wasn't okay. All of a sudden, inspectors came. It would have caused me trouble. And they came, they started searching, they started checking. My BIN book, or what do you call it, my ledger, my card, was not in tandem with what I was having, physical item, in some areas. So they started checking, and when it was, and the guy that came, that was checking, was a sadist. So when he was, and I was a very young, that time I was a very young Christian. So when it was, the next cubicle, I knew that cubicle was a terrible, it was going to, they would send me home. So when he was close to that one, he was attending to this one that was next. All of a sudden, he just said, yes, sir, and he left. He had a call. So when he went out, he went to see his boss, he went to see everybody, nobody called him, he just had a voice. He had, my God has been faithful to me. He just came back. By the time he came back, he didn't know where he stopped. He jumped to, oh my God. He jumped to the one that was okay. He said, no. Only God could have done that. That was, so when I read the story of this Syrian army, I could understand. They had a voice. That guy had a voice. Another time, thieves came to my house. And I went for vigil with my friend that we were living together. And they came. I had television. I had things in the house. I was a young banker. I had television and everything. And by the time we came back, thief ran away. I don't know whatever. You know what they stole from my house? Remote control of the television. That was the only thing they took away. What could have happened? They had a voice. It would be like they, like somebody was coming. They just ran away with the remote control. I didn't replay that remote control anyway. It reminded me that thieves came to my house. Praise the Lord. So how do you believe this God more? Because it is what you believe. If you can believe him, you will see the glory of God. And I say it here. And I will use, you see, how you can believe God the more is to learn more about him. It's as simple as that. Learn more. You see, on Sunday, Pastor Dramla was telling us about believing the word. It's just learning about God. And the ways you can learn more about him, one, is to study the word. Now, let's go back to, let's now read Luke chapter 10 and verse 38. You will see the account of Martha. You see what happened to Sister Martha. Now it happened, as they went, that he entered a certain village. That is Jesus Christ now. He entered a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She welcomed Jesus into her house. And she had a sister called Mary. And, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Verse 40. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone?" New King James. "Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." When it mattered most, when it really, really mattered, when Lazarus died, Martha was not well equipped with the word. At that point, you know, she's like so many of us Christians, we come to church, it is service. Hey, you can dance, you can do everything, but you don't have time to sit and engage God in his word, to study, to read. It is those who study that are not ashamed. What happened to Martha was there was no much substance. You see that for Mary, Mary just said, oh, my master, if you were here, it would have happened. But they could connect. But when he said, okay, remove this thing, it was Martha again. Unbelief. She couldn't understand the capacity of Jesus Christ. Little word. Brethren, I will employ you. Please. You know, you said we should arise and shine. One of the things that will make you shine is to understand the word. Is to be close to God. Is to embrace his word. You see, read the word of God ferociously. Read more than ever before. Study. Study. Understand. Those areas that you have been having challenges, go and study the word. When the rhema of the word gets to you, you will shine. The moment the rhema gets across to you, the glory of God will descend upon you. And what is next is you will shine. There's no two ways about it. And in relating to that also, I say relate with other believers. Those are the ways that you can believe more. You see, when you relate with people of faith, when you relate with people who believe in God and they act faith, naturally it will help you to also believe. When you are in the midst of doubters, all they do is, it's not possible, it's not, you will be shocked that you, that you think that you are, that's why the Bible says, he that thinks he stands should take heed, lest you fall. Because you think that you are okay, but people around you, they are people without faith. Go and write it, you will sink. So, make sure you gravitate towards, relate with people, with other believers. Hebrews 10:25 says, let us not forsake the assembly of ourselves together. Don't forget it. And that's why some people will just stay at home. Come to church. Don't forsake the assembly of one another. There's that, in that wise, your belief system will be stronger. And then you can call down the glory of the Lord. Then listen to others' testimonies. Listen to testimonies. When people testify, it helps you. If somebody is talking and you realize that Jesus Christ, actually somebody at the age of 55 had a child, I mean, you start to say, okay, is that so? Testimony of others. It can help you. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Then look for God to help you to believe. In Mark 9, we read of one of the most relatable and real confession that we find in the gospel. The father of a demon-possessed boy brings his son to Jesus and asks him to be healed. Reverend still used this scripture for us. You know, Mark 9:23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. This man identified his own strength. That I believe to a point like Martha. There are some areas that my capacity has not taken me there. He said, please help me. So, you will need to also prayerfully, be consciously, while you are studying, pray to God also to help you to believe more. Praise the Lord. Let me round up. I'm charging you today, and I'm asking you questions. Can you believe God to give you a child? Remember Anna, 1 Samuel. Remember Rebecca and Isaac, Genesis 25:21-28. Can you believe that your shame can turn to honor? Remember Naaman, a leper. Can you believe that your dry bone will rise again? Remember Ezekiel 37. Can you believe that your dead business can come alive again? Remember the Shunammite son raised by Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 4. The son of a widow in Nain on the way to be buried, raised by Jesus. Luke chapter 7. They were going for the funeral and they met Jesus. So if that can happen, do you think, can you remember the axe head? The axe head fell. What have you lost? What is it that you think is not possible again? Can you believe God tonight? The axe head came floating when the glory of God came. What exactly is that challenge that you have? What exactly is that trouble? What exactly is that thing? The story that we read that led to our text talked about somebody who had died for 4 days, stinking. So what is that situation that is, oh, it's like everybody has given up. People are, they just pity you, but they don't have hope again. Even you don't think that it is possible. What is that situation? If only you will believe, you will see the glory of the Lord. Please believe tonight, shall we rise? If only you can believe. If only you can believe. What is that?